Number one. Put God first.
Welcome to P.S. I Love Me Too, presented by J Meets World Productions. I'm your host, Janae Lane. Hey, you guys. So I am back. This episode is going to be interesting. Very interesting. As you guys can tell from the title, we will be talking about businesses, bays, and breakups. So this topic was basically discussed. Let me just start from here. Beginning of April, I was invited to a Girl Bosses brunch for Pretty Girls Repping Pretty Gang. Shout out to them. Follow them on Instagram. I will leave their at name in the episode notes. But yeah, I was invited as a guest speaker, which was very honorable in my opinion, for the simple fact that, wow, you guys think that much of me to allow me to come and, you know, speak at your event. So your girl was definitely excited about that. And for one, I had a great time. I met some really, really beautiful and cool young ladies. It was just a great experience overall. We kind of had like our round table discussion with our guest speakers. There was another lady by the name of Soli Bianca. I will leave her at name in the episode notes as well. But it was very interesting. When it was my turn to kind of talk, you know, I can ramble pretty bad. But when it was my turn to talk, we kind of got into the topic of how I was able to run a business, how I was able to juggle a boyfriend, and how I eventually got through the breakup with that boyfriend while starting a totally new endeavor. So we'll kind of go, this will kind of be like a story time, right? Okay. So we'll kind of go ahead and speak about how I was able to juggle business and bays, if I did it successfully, you know, because yeah, I may have been able to juggle having a boyfriend in a business, but was I doing it effectively and successfully? And how I eventually was able to you know, get through the breakup with that particular boyfriend while starting a whole new endeavor, i.e. P.S. I Love Me Too. So during that breakup, that's when I was first starting the podcast, and it was hard. I'm not gonna lie, you guys, it was really hard, but I definitely did get through it. I'm still getting through it. Your girl out here glowing, you know, I ain't gonna say it, but yeah, I'm definitely out here catching that glow. I'm loving myself. I'm feeling my, and that's so cliche to say, right? Like, I'm out here living my best life. I'm just loving, but no, for real, I'm really out here living my best life. Like, things that probably would have never happened to me if I was still tied down in that relationship is definitely happening now, and your girl is living, okay? Living. But let's go ahead and get into this mini story time. This episode will not be long at all, but let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Okay, so before we get into like the actual story time and what I did exactly to basically continue through my endeavors while getting through a breakup with a bae, we're going to talk about this poll I did on Twitter. And it was pretty fun and exciting. So I asked Twitter, I said, after how many years of dating do you decide ain't no breaking up? Like, when do y'all be like, oh, y'all, my grammar. Well, basically, when do you decide, like, okay, we've been together way too long to break up now. Do you not care? When it's over, it's just over, or does it just depend? So the option that I gave was, I don't care how long it's over, or after 5+ years, you're just stuck, or it just depends. 75% of the 69 people who voted stated it depends. It just depends. Yeah, we've been together for a long time, but if it's over, it's over, or we're going to just go ahead and work it out. It depends on the circumstances, the situations, I guess, right? I also took this same poll and I posted it onto my Instagram page, and I asked the same question, saying, and I got some pretty good feedback. So I'm going to read just my favorite ones. One was as simple as, time means nothing. To a certain degree, I definitely agree with that one. Time definitely does mean something, just in certain situations. I don't care how long I've been dealing with this. At a certain point, you just have to be over with it. And I think that's where she was coming from, more than likely. My response to that was, you think so? is it ever a circumstance where time does mean something, or is it more so title over time? That's a gem, y'all. Does title matter, or does time matter? For instance, in marriage, not just we're trying to get a better understanding. If you definitely have some 2 cents to put into it, please most definitely go ahead and visit us at PS I Love Me Too on Instagram and drop your 2 cents. I'll post a poll there as well, and you guys can tell me what you think. Some people are saying, I don't care how long. If I say it's over, period. And I was loving the feedback. I don't care how long. When I say I'm done, I mean it. I said what I said, which is pretty good feedback. And that brings me to my episode. Well, the title, basically, title being business bays and breakups. I was in a relationship of almost 5+ years on and off. And just recently, well, not just recently, but recently, we definitely decided to sever ties completely. Like, no more even communicating, no more friendship level, none of that. We decided to completely sever ties. Well, I basically made that decision because I felt, okay, it's time for me to go ahead and put 130% into my business and stop trying to divide my time up between a bae and my business. Because at a certain point, you can't come between my coin. Okay? It's just as simple as that. You can't come between my coin. And if I feel like you're coming between my coin, if I feel like you're making me choose between two things that I love, then obviously you're not the one, because I need genuine support in this time of life. You feel me? Like, as a millennial who's trying to run a business, who's trying to blow, I'm not just trying to go viral, but I'm trying to build legacies. I'm trying to build an empire. I want to build a name. I want to build, you know, fortune for my children's children's children. And it's just as simple as that. If you're making me choose between a relationship and my business, you're just not the one. So earlier in this month of April, I went to an event, a Girl Bosses brunch, for the 1-year anniversary of Pretty Girls Repping Pretty Gangs. Shout out to them, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come as your guest speaker. I will most definitely leave their Instagram @name in the episode notes, so you guys can go ahead and follow them and check them out. Very powerful women empowerment group, and they're not the cliche, you know, like every other Instagram page who believe they're about women empowerment. They're definitely hitting some head-on things, and I love them. I love their founders. I love their work. Just everything about Pretty Girls Repping Pretty Gang. But again, I will leave their @name so you guys can go ahead and pause and go and follow them. But again, I was selected as one of their guest speakers, and it was super exciting. I was there as the founder of That Girl, Inc., my nonprofit organization, which is based in Broward County, Florida. And basically, when you get a bunch of women together and we get to talking, topic literally jumps from subject to subject to subject to subject to subject. And it's crazy because we was talking about everything under the sun, but it all, of course, correlated to women, business, money, you know, relationships, things like that. But we just was jumping from subject to subject. And we got on the subject of how I was able to run a business and go through a breakup and to deal with the bae, you know, all at the same time. So I'm just going to go ahead and talk to you guys about what I did, or how I basically got through running a business and being in a relationship and then eventually breaking up with that person while still starting new endeavors and not allowing that to kind of get me down. So, many stories, just to give you guys a little background so you guys can understand. I was dating someone for a very long time, again, 5 years on and off, and the relationship was cute and cool, emphasis on cute and cool in the beginning. But, you know, of course, like any other relationship, we had our problems. Things started to get rocky, and he was making me choose between my business and him. And it just wasn't finna fly, you feel me? Like, you're not finna, it's just not gonna fly, y'all. So I made the conscious decision, like, you know what, it's time to go ahead and just sever ties. We need to go ahead and go on about our own business or whatever. And at the event, when I mentioned that we was in a relationship for almost 5 years, they was like, what? 5 years? No. After 4 years, ain't no breaking up. And that was just some of the feedback I was getting. I was a little shocked because I thought I was the only one who thought like that, y'all. Because at one point, I definitely was that one. After a certain amount of years, certain amount of time, ain't no breaking up. We working on this, and we gonna get through it. But this particular relationship taught me that time really does have history, so to say. History would be the better word. It plays no factor in a situation as such, because after a certain amount of time, you have to decide, look, okay, today's the day this is done for. This is, we're not going to keep doing this. And the beginning of last year was definitely my time where I was like, look, we ain't finna keep doing this, boo. And they were shocked because, and I again, it made me feel so good because I said to myself, wow, if only y'all knew how I got there, like what it took for me to even get to that space of where I can just be like, you know what, we're done. I'm working on my business. I'm building my name. I'm building my empire. Y'all would think I was crazy, but I got to that point. And what I want a lot of people to understand is dating an entrepreneur is not easy. You will not have their undivided attention 24/7. You will not always be able to sit up on the phone with them all day long. They can't text you all day long. An entrepreneur is always working, and that's what I am, an entrepreneur. I'm always working, always hustling, always finding new ways to get things done. I'm always looking for new, you know, pathways, new endeavors. I'm just always looking for new ways to make it happen for me, myself, and my family. Simple as that. And the person I was dating just couldn't understand that after a certain amount of time. Plug in. This is where I'm just gonna. A lot of people, they become intimidated with change. And when they see you changing, or not even changing, when they see you evolving, because there's honestly a difference between just acting different and actually changing. When they see you evolving, they get intimidated because they're still stuck in the same place. And that's where we were. You know, we're not in high school anymore. So the things we used to do in high school, it can't fly anymore. Because now we're in that age where we need to be building and working so I can secure a successful future in my 30s and my 40s and my 50s. And to make sure that my children's children's children is set. You guys get what I'm saying? And we just wasn't on the same page. And that's where, you know, things begin to get rocky. And I was like, you know what? I just can't do this anymore. And what a lot of people don't understand is dating somebody who is about their future requires for you to be on the same page. And a lot of people will look at you as stuck up or different because you decide, you know what? Like, you're just not on my level anymore. And y'all, you know what? That's okay. It's okay for someone not to be on your level. Stop allowing Instagram and Twitter, especially Twitter, to make you think that you have to build with somebody. Like, well, you have to mold somebody into the person that you want them to be. We're not doing that no more. Listen, ladies, 2018, we're not doing that, okay? We're not raising nobody, okay? And that's just the place that I was at. And the conversation at the actual event was hilarious because just listening to how everybody thinks differently and their point of view on the whole situation, it amazed me just how differently people think. Because in my mind, I was okay with it. I'm like, look, no matter how long we was together, it was just that time for me to go on about my business. And another girl was like, 5 years? Heck no, you stuck, boo. And though it was funny, you know, how she said it was funny, but it made me realize, like, some people are really out here staying in relationships just because they've been together for a long time, but y'all unhappy. And that just wasn't finna be me. You're coming between my money. You're coming in between my business. And the thing with me is, nothing I do is for the money. I do this because I genuinely enjoy it. Now, the money most definitely is okay with me. But I do this because I enjoy it. And if you're making me choose between money, if you make me choose between my money and my business or you, I'm so sorry to say, but you can go. And don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you. And it's as simple as that. So so that's basically, did I even discuss like what exactly I did? Basically what I did was I got busy. I got super busy. I was like, you know what? I'm not finna be in no funk. I'm not gonna give you any more, you know, freedom or free will over my emotions. We about to run this bag up. We about to boss up. We bossing up all 2018, ladies. We about to run this bag up. We about to boss up. I'm gonna start new segments. We're gonna go ahead and implement new ideas that I've been wanting to do, just didn't have the time to do because I was catering to you. You know, we ain't doing that no more this year, ladies. We're bossing up. We gonna go ahead. And we invest in this year. Ladies, we invest in. Because I know a lot of women who invest in their relationships before they will invest in their dream. And we're not doing that. So basically what I did to go ahead and continue to boss up my businesses and my endeavors through a bait and a breakup was I got busy. I got super busy. I started implementing new ideas. I came up with new courses and new classes, new segment ideas, new show ideas, new show titles. I was making content. I was learning how to use new softwares. Y'all, I got busy. And to get through a breakup when you are an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur, and when you're an emotional female entrepreneur, because y'all, I am emotional, and we just gonna keep it real. I got busy. So y'all, 2018 is our year of getting busy. So basically that's it, y'all. Very short and sweet, right? So go ahead and follow us on Instagram at PS I Love Me Too. I'm going to leave our show notes there, some episode notes, some, and of course I'm going to leave our honorable mentions, the Pretty Girls Rapping Pretty Gang at name there as well. You guys can go ahead and follow them. Tell me what you think. If you're listening on SoundCloud, share with your friends. If you're listening through the podcast app with iTunes, please leave a review. We want to know what you think. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you guys want to hear. Our next episode is definitely coming up soon. I have a lot of things planned for PS I Love Me Too, and I'm super excited, and I'm most definitely like overwhelmed with the support and the engagement that I have been getting from you guys. Let's go ahead, y'all, and get busy for 2018. Now, if you haven't already, go ahead and follow PS I Love Me Too. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, the 7 Steps to an Easy Launch, go and do that as well. You can follow that business page at Busy Boss Academy on Instagram. Download the 7 Steps to an Easy Launch PDF. Follow those 7 steps. Launch that business or that brand. Boss up. Get busy. Bye, you guys.